herbicide-resistant weeds have been an issue since herbicides were introduced. But according to Jill Schrader of USDA's Agricultural Research Service,
the reason why it's become more of an issue in recent years is because of the selection that has gone on when people have used glyphosate or Roundup as their only weed management tool in Roundup-ready crops.
And that's why USDA, along with the Environmental Protection Agency, Weed Science Society of America, and others, are working together to encourage diversified weed control efforts. And Schrader notes,
does include a lot more than just diversifying your herbicides.
Using methods such as more effective crop rotation schemes and targeted mechanical practices like tillage or hand removal of weeds.
One of the ways to think about diversifying practices is how do you stay one step ahead of the weeds so that they don't compete as strongly with your crop and so that they aren't setting seed and just evolving a more effective population to survive.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. And Cheryl Kanikas of USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy shares some of the efforts the Ag Department will use to help farmers diversify herbicide-resistant weed control.
At the Natural Resources Conservation Service, there's a number of conservation activities that will occur in the upcoming months. They certainly play a role in working with farmers. And APHIS, they have a role with authorizing genetically engineered crops, and they're working to promote the use of best management practices when they release these crops. ARS and NIFA are the research arms of USDA. There's a number of research projects that are being done by ARS scientists that are adding value to what we know about resistance. NIFA has funded a number of land-grant scientists to continue doing work on resistance management.
And she said her office will continue in educating growers on how to diversify herbicide-resistant weed control management. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.